But what we're going to find in St. Luke's gospel is that when these shepherds hear that good news, they then travel to Bethlehem and they see Mary and Joseph. And the good news that was reported to them matches what they see in the flesh. A Savior is born. And they, towards the end of the text, they leave glorifying and praising God. A Savior has been born. Joy is for all people. There's peace. There is not one bit of bad news in Luke chapter 2. I don't know if you ever noticed this, but in the good news, bad news scenarios, it's usually one piece of bad news that really wrecks all the good news. But tonight, think about this. What if the opposite was true? What if one piece of good news covered all the bad? Yeah, amen. And you know what? That did actually happen in the history of the world. I want to bring up a time that happened. It was in August 1945 in this country. The day was called VJ Day. August 1945, that was the end of World War II. And it was announced in August 1945 that World War II had ended. That war had more casualties than any other war in the history of this country, World War II. Americans had gotten used to waking up in the morning and reading the media reports, and they got used to casualties and loss, and it wasn't a good news story for years in this country. And then in August 1945, it was announced that World War II had ended. You know what happened? Craziness broke out in this country. Parties, drinking for 4 or 5 days. People left their homes, went down to the town halls and celebrated with their neighbors. There are pictures of people in New York City where men and women just showed up. They had never met each other and they kissed. In August 1945, that is a story of one piece of good news that covered all the bad, all the death, all the casualties. Now tonight, you've received a lot of bad news this year. Maybe even this week. Here's one piece of good news. Today, in the city of David, a Savior is born. Jesus. You no longer have to seek good news in the economy. Jesus is the economy. Paul, the epistle writer, would call Jesus has an oikonomia. In other words, Jesus has all power, all authority in heaven and earth. He is an economy. He holds it all in his hands. You don't have to seek peace here on this earth. It's fleeting and won't last. Jesus is peace. Being connected to him is peace. The universe and the earth is held at its best when Jesus is at the center. We don't have to seek after wins. Jesus gives us the victory. We don't have to hold ourselves back when we wake up in the morning to brace ourselves for the bad news we're going to read about, for whatever it is that we're expecting to come our way tomorrow morning. Because, you see, the Bible says that there will be a day in which there will be no more bad news. Only good news will be reported. Good news about love and peace and harmony and rest and perfection. That day will come because of what happened tonight, many, many years ago. Jesus, the Savior, was born. I like to think that when the shepherds left Jesus in Luke chapter 2, it changed their perspective and their worldview regarding bad news. Luke's going to tell us, Carol's going to read it tonight, that the shepherds left glorifying and praising God. Now, what I think that means is that that's not to say that bad news never came the shepherds' way. There was bad news. The economy was bad. There was still strife and discord in the world. But you see, what it meant, Luke chapter 2, for these shepherds was this. The one bit of good news was bigger than all the other bad news. My friends, tonight, as you leave tonight, in the songs that we sing, in the readings that we have, in the message that I share today, know this, Bad news is going to be there tomorrow morning. You pick up the paper or pick your phone up and scroll through. It's going to be there. It's going to be there in a week or two. But the one piece of good news, a Savior born for you, is bigger than all the bad news added up. That's the Christmas message. Merry Christmas. We're going to jump into hearing about that message in song and in reading Luke chapter 2 this evening. And then we're going to lead into communion and candlelight. Just a couple notes about our service tonight. Everyone should have a communion package. If you didn't get one, there's time to go ahead and get one. It's on the table right up here. And you'll hold on to that. I'll guide you through to the time of when we're going to commune all together right where we're seated. And everyone should also have a candle that will also be lit towards the end of the service as we sing Silent Night. Before we begin, I just want to give a special thanks to our musicians tonight. We're very thankful to have Julie Lane on the piano guiding us tonight. Thanks, Julie, for being here. It means a lot. And her daughter, Karen Stanley, she's playing too as well. She played in the pre-service music, as well as our girls that are singing and playing instruments as well. Thanks for leading us this evening.